Today's shiur is Masechta Sot on Daf Chavav. We will begin on Daf Chaf Hey Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom with the third word on the line, Mesve. The Gemara is now going to ask a question on Rav Nachman Shita that we learned in yesterday's shiur. We had a machlokas in the Mishnah between the Tanakama, the Chachamim, and Rabbi Eliezer. The Tanakama was of the opinion that a zekena, a elderly woman who cannot bear children, and an akora, which is a woman who has a illness. She was able when she was born to have children, but later on in life she developed an illness and she's unable to have children. And also an islandess, a woman who from the moment she was born was unable to conceive children. All of these three women, according to the Tanakama, do not drink. It's speaking about a case where the husband has not yet been mekayim the mitzvah of puravu, and therefore he cannot remain with a woman who is unable to conceive. And just like we learned that, for example, by chayve lavin, they're not shosos, because any woman who is prohibited to remain married to him, the halacha is there is no din of sota. So too, according to the Tanakhama, these women who cannot remain married to him, there will not be a din of sota, and therefore lo shosos. Rav Eliezer disagreed. Rav Eliezer said he can remain married to these women. He just, in the days before Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom, he takes another wife, and with her he'll be Mekayim the Mitzvah Puravu. Therefore, since he could remain married to her, Rav Eliezer's opinion was that there is a din of kinui of soita and of the shtia of the maim hamorim. Rav Nachman came along and said that Rav Eliezer is only arguing on the cases of zakena and akora. However, islandess Rav Eliezer will also agree that she is not shosa, because since we learn from a pasuk v'niksa v'nizra zera, that if she did not commit an avera, then she will be able to have children. So it's only an islandess it's only a regular woman who's able to conceive that would be part of the parsha of sota. However, an islandess who never in her life had any relationship with having children, who from her birth was unable to conceive, so she is excluded from Parshas Sota. And on this sheet of Rav Nachman, the Gemara is now going to ask from a Braisa. In the Braisa, we're going to see that an islandess, in fact, is Shosa, Mesve. I'll ask you a question from a Braisa, and we mention now a number of halachas until we get to the question against Rav Nachman. The first halach is Hamakani La Rusasu L'Shemeres Yavim Shalai. If somebody offers kinui to his arusa or to his Shomeres Yavim, so he's not considered totally married to the arusa or to the Shomeres Yavim. And the pasuk says that when is there a halach of soita? Only if it's tachas isha, if it is a woman who is totally married to her husband and she was not faithful to her husband, perhaps. That's the test of sota. So it has to be that she's totally married, and Arus and Ashomeres Yavim are not totally married. And therefore, the halacha is loy shosa. This woman, the Arus or the Ashomeres Yavim, will not drink the maim hamorim, v'loy netals ksubasa, and they are unable to take the ksuba because we don't know if they committed znus or not, and they are unable to take the test of the maim hamorim. Continues the Gemara in Daf Chavov Amud Aleph. Muberes chaveroi, uminekes chaveroi, if someone died and he left over his wife pregnant, or his wife was nursing a young child, the halacha is that she is not supposed to get married for another 24 months, because if she gets married within 24 months and she conceives again, that could be detrimental to the milk supply of the child, or it could harm the child that she is bearing. So the halacha is, since she did something wrong, and he is not midrabanan, he is not supposed to live with this woman together. So Divrei Rav Meir, Rav Meir is of the opinion that loy shoysa, she does not drink. Shehoi Rav Meir, Rav Meir used to say, lo yisa adam uberes chaveroi, umineches chaveroi, a person should not marry a woman who lost her husband and she's expecting, or she lost her husband and she is nursing her child within 24 months, ve'im nasa, and if he did marry this woman, yaitzi, he has to give her a get, ve'loi yachzer olamus. As Rashi says, this is a knas that the Rabbanan constant him that he's never allowed to remarry her, because he did something wrong by getting married to her within the 24 months. After the 24 months, then there is no more danger, and then there is no problem. But within 24 months, he has to divorce her, and he can never remarry her. So therefore, while he's living with her, she is considered similar to a chai v'lavin. She is usher to be with him. Any woman that's usher to be with him, we have learned previously, there is no din of sota. So that's the halacha of Rav Meir. However, the chachamim disagree, and they say, yaitzi, yes, you're right, he has to divorce her if he did something wrong by marrying her within the 24 months, but when the 24 months are over, when the time is up, the Chachamim are not of the opinion like Rav Meir that the knas of the Rabbanu went so far that he can never remarry her again. Once the 24 months are up, he can take her back. And therefore, even during the 24 months, it is considered as if she is mutter to him, even though he's mechuyev to divorce her, and therefore the halacha of sota, the parsha sota, will apply. The next halacha is varova. Rova is a young man, as Rashi brings down, bacher kama yeled. We translate the word yeled, the Targum says ravya. That's like the kruvim that were on the arod, on the kaporis, were kuravya. They had the face of a very young child. So roiva is a term that's used for a young man. A young man, shenasa akara, he married a woman who cannot bear children, uzakena, or an elderly woman who now she may have born children before, but right now she's unable to, ve'ein lo yishu bana mikara. And he does not have another wife or children previously. He was not yet mekayim the mitzvah of puruvu. So the halacha is that he cannot remain with these women who are unable to bear children. And therefore the halacha is, loy shoysev, loy noytel is ksuba, any woman that you're not allowed to stay married to, they cannot drink, they are not eligible to the parsha of sota. Sota is only by a woman who you would normally be able to stay married to. Therefore she cannot get to test these women, and therefore loy noytel is ksuba. Rabbi Lazar says he disagrees. Yachul huli sacheris. He can stay married to these women, but he can marry another woman. Velifres velirubis hamenu, and he can be mekayem the mitzvah of puruvu from them. Avol hamekane larusa silishmeres yavim shaloi. Now the Brisa is going to contrast other cases that are different than the previous cases mentioned in the Brisa. We learned at the beginning of the Brisa that Arusa and Shemeres Yavam, there is no Din Sota. But that's only if the Sota is for an act of her hiding while she's not yet a full-fledged wife. She's still an Arusa. She's still a Shemeres Yavam. But what happens if Umishenichnesa Nistra? But what happens, he gave her kinui when she was an Arusa or a Shemeres Yavam. But when does he want this kinui to be effective for? For something that she did after she got married to him. So then the halacha is, oy shoysa, oy lo nitalis ksuba. Then in fact, the mayim, hamorim, will be a legitimate test because now he is totally married to her, and therefore, even though he gave the kinui when she was in Arusa or Shemer Shavim, once he married her, then the halacha is that the test is valid, and either she drinks or she does not take her ksuba. Now, the Brisa says a din which we would think is a very pashut din. We don't understand why the Brisa is saying it. What happens if he gave a kinui to his own wife who's pregnant? Or she is nursing a child? So the Brisa says, so the kinui works, and therefore the mayim will be bodek her, and she either drinks or she does not take her ksuba. So Rashi speaks out, on this last of the wide lines on top, v'loy amrinin loy liktele levlat. This is the chiddush over here of the Gemara. The Bryce is saying that if he gives kinui to his own wife who's pregnant, that it works. The kinui works, and of course it works. Why shouldn't it work? The answer is because if she is a muberis, and you're going to go through with the parsha of Sota, who's going to be affected? Let's say she when she was in hiding, she had committed an avera, so she's going to die a horrible death. But who else will die? The uber, the child that's inside of her, or in the case of Minekes, when she is nursing. So if she dies, the child doesn't have the milk of the mother, it'll also affect the child negatively. So I would have thought that maybe the parsha of Sota doesn't apply in such a case. So the Meiri says it does apply. What's the Svara? Says the Meiri, Mamanevshuk. If she's going to be found innocent, so nothing will happen to the child, and she's going to live, the child will live. And if she's found guilty, she's no worse than any other Chayiv Mises Bezdin, where if she's pregnant, Alocha is, if she's Chayiv Chenik, she's an Eishes Ish, she committed Znus, and she's pregnant, she gets killed. We don't wait till she gives birth. Alocha is that she has to die even though she's carrying an embryo. So therefore, the Alocha over here is, she goes through, by Moberes Menekes Atzmoy, she goes through with drinking the Mayim Hamorim. Haroiva, if you have this young man, Shenosa Akora, he married an Akora, or Uskena. V'yeshla Ishu Bonim, but he has another wife and children. So he was Mekayim Peruvu, or he's able to be Mekayim Peruvu with his other wife. Then the halacha is, he's allowed to stay married to the Zakena and the Akora, and therefore if he made kinui to the Zakena of Akora, Oishoi Soilin Etelsksuba, here there's no Machlois Rablezer and the Chacham, everybody's Moida in this case, that either she drinks or she does not take Ksuba. Even though we learned in our Mishnah that we have a chayve lavin of a Asha of a Ashes Mamzer to a Yisrael, where it's a chayve lavin, but here it's Ashes Mamzer Lamamzer. So by a chayve lavin, Einach Namidin then would be, she's not Shosa, but here where it's a permitted, a Mamzeres, with a mamzer is permitted, or aishas nusin lenusin, or aishas ger ve'eved meshucher ve'ailanis, oishoisa oiloi noitelus ksuba, all of these cases where there is no chai ve'lavin involved, so in these cases she drinks or she does not take ksuba. K'toni mio, what is one of these cases? From this whole long brisa we brought down all the cases, we're coming to this one kasha on Rav Nachman. Here we see clearly that the brisa states, k'toni mio, islandess. That islandess is shoisa. To yufta the Rav Nachman, this is difficult on Rav Nachman. Because according to Rav Nachman, no one holds that an islandess is shoisa. The chachomim don't hold that the islandess is shoisa. And Rav Eliezer doesn't hold that an islandess is shoisa. And here we see clearly from this brisa that an islandess is shoisa. Rav Nachman will answer, Tanoi, it's really a machloikis Tanoim. I'll bring you a Tana who holds that an islandess is not shoisa. You're right. I'm going like the following Tana that we're going to learn in the Brisa that holds that an islandess is not shoisa. You're right. There is a sheet that holds islandess is shoisa. The Sanya we learned in a Brisa, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Oimber, Rav Shimon Elazar says, islandess loy shoisa v'loy netels ksuba, an islandess doesn't drink and she cannot take her ksuba. Because we have a suffix whether she strayed from her husband or not. So she cannot take the ksuba, but she can't take the test either. Why can an islandess not drink? Shenemar. V'nixa, she will be clean. She'll be innocent. V'nizra zera, then she will have children. So we learn out from that passage. Misha darka lazria. The one who can take the test is someone who's capable of having a child. Yotzazu, with the exception of an islandess, Shane darka lazria, because she is not able to bear a child, and therefore she is not part of the whole parsha of Sota. Now, Rab Shimon ben Elazar does not mention Akora or Zakena. So it would seem, the Meforshim explained, that Akora, Zakena, Rab Shimon ben Elazar holds they could drink, because he holds, like Rabbi Eliezer Shita, that you can go marry another woman who's able to bear children, even if the Zakena and Nakor can't bear children. Because if he would hold that that's the reason of idleness is because of not being able to have children, like the Chachamim hold, then he should say all three cases. He only chose idleness. So therefore, it must be that Zakena and Nakor Yotzak Rabbi Eliezer, there's not a problem, go marry, take another wife and have children. But idleness has a unique miut from the Pasuk, that an islandess is not like a Zakena who had children in the past. It's not like an Akora who could still possibly have children if we can cure the illness that she developed as she grew up. She could still bear children. An islandess is different because from day one she was born with the imperfection that she's never able to have children. Therefore, she is not included in Venizra Zera, and therefore Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds like Rabbi Eliezer that she is Mufka from Parsha Soita. So therefore, says Rav Eliezer, you're asking me Akasha from Rav Nachman is answering this. I held that even Rav Eliezer is of the opinion that an islandess doesn't drink. You ask me Akasha from a Braisa that she does drink. Ein chanami, it's a machlokes tanoim. But my opinion is that Rav Eliezer will hold like Rav Shimon ben Eliezer, who holds that an islandess does not drink because of the miut of a nizra zera. Ask the Gemara, v'rabbonon, the rabbonon means the rabbonon of the brisa that we brought earlier who hold, that an islandess does drink. Hi, v'nix of an israzer may avdilei. So what do they do with that pasuk? L'chari, the pasuk says b'feirish that you have to have some shaykhus with being able to have a child. And an islandess has no shaykhus with children, so how could she be part of Parsha Sota? Mi boya lulukitasanya. They learn it's not mamayat islandess, it's teaching us something else. We learned in the Brisa. Vinixov in Isra Zera. What does that mean? Shim hoisakora. If she was unable to bear children, nifkeda, she is remembered. Divri Rabbi Akiva. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva. If she couldn't bear children, she'll bear children. The kasha that the Meforshim ask over here is, if she's an Akora, then we learned that an Akora, according to the Chachamim, is Loi Shaisa. So how could you say, oh, if she's an Akora, she'll drink, and if she's innocent, she'll have children? The Shita of the Chacham that we're learning, who argue against Rabbi Eliezer, most Shitas hold, are of the majority opinion, that an Akora, or as Kena, are Loi Shaisas. So they give two Terutzim. Either it's speaking about where he was married to another woman and he already has children, or she's capable of having children in the future, and therefore he's allowed to stay married to this Akara. And the swar of the Chachamim is that he's not allowed to stay married to her. But if he has another wife, he is allowed to stay married to this Akara, and then the halacha is that this Akara could drink. As long as he can stay married to her, the parsha of Soita applies. In this case of Akora, she will be nifkedes if she's innocent, and she will be able to have children. Or, they give a second teretz, that here it's speaking about an Akora, not that we know medically, the doctor says, she has some defect, some illness that's stopping her from bearing children, but rather, it just happens that she has not yet given birth to any children. So therefore, the halacha is that she does drink, and if she drinks and she's innocent, she will receive children. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, said Rabbi Shmuel to Rabbi Akiva, in Cain, if you're going to say that that's what the Torah is teaching us, yisteru kol ha'akorois v'yifkedu. So any woman who is not able to bear children, she has some illness that prevents her from bearing children, she has a very smart idea. She'll go into hiding, and she will not have illicit relations with this man. Then she'll drink the water. The water will check her, and she's innocent. And she'll get a bracha that she'll be able to have children. And so what's wrong with this? What's wrong is, number one, you're causing this by mechikas Hashem. You have to destroy Hashem's name to do this. So this is not something we're looking to do l'chatchila. And secondly, she in her process, she may do yichud with women, with men who she's not supposed to go into hiding with. Forget about Saita, just because of the Isra yichud. So therefore, this is not an act that a tzniyistik, a woman, is going to do. And not so tzniistic a woman, in order to have children, she'll go to any length. If that's what it takes to have children, she'll do it. So he's asking, what's going to come out is that the woman who's not tznua, she'll do this, she'll make mechikas Hashem, but she's blessed with a bracha. The Torah guarantees us that v'nixav and nizra zera. But v'zu, as Rashi says, this tznua dike woman, Hoyo v'loy nistera hefsida. She, chas v'shalom, I should go into yichud with a man that I'm not supposed to. I should cause Hashem's name to be erased. I'm not going to do such a thing. Oh, you're not going to do it. You're going to be stuck as an akora. It cannot be that the Torah drachea darche noam, that the Torah should have such a system. Impossible. Im kain matam alor v'nixav v'nizra zera. If that's not the pshat, if Rabbi Kiva is not correct according to Rabbi Shmuel's understanding, what does the pasuk mean? Shem hoy, so you'll let us betzar, you'll let us berevah. If till now she had great pain and difficulty in giving the child birth, she will have it berevach. It'll be easy. She'll have an easy childbirth. If she had nikkei voice, you let us chorim. She wasn't fortunate to have yet a zocher. She'll have a zocher, a male child. Kitzorim, if she had short children, you let us aruchim. She'll have long ones. She'll have tall children. And shchorim, if she'll have children with a dark complexion, you let us levonim. She'll give birth to a child with a light complexion. And apparently, according to Rabbi Shmuel, even though she's going to get a blessing, but this blessing is not enough to cause her, even the prutzistic woman, will not be moichik Hashem's name just to get the added blessing. If it means the difference between not having a child and having a child, Rabbi Shmuel says, you're setting up a system where the women who are not so tznuah would do that. But just because of the additional blessing that you'll have an easy childbirth, that's not enough to cause even these women to go through the whole inyan of Saita, and that's why we're not worried that they're going to do such a thing, and then they will, in fact, get the bracha if it turns out okay. Continues the Gemara. We learned in the Braisa before, Aishas Mamzer Lamamzer. So before we go to the next Gemara, just let's summarize by saying that Rab Shimon ben Elazar and Rab Elazar are of the opinion that an islandess is not choisa because we're mamayat them from the Nizra Zera. And if you hold like the Braisa, which says an islandess is choisa, they use v'nizra zera for something else. Either according to Rabbi Kiva, you'll have children, or according to Rabbi Shmuel, you'll have an easy birth. You'll have children that are of a fair complexion, etc. Continues the Gemara to explain the last braisa. Aishas mamzer lamamzer pshita. This is simple. Since a mamzer is mutter and a mamzeres, so why should she not drink? He's able to stay with her. The husband is able to stay with her. And therefore, whenever there is no chayve lavin, there is a din of saita. So what does the braisa have to teach me that there is a din of saita here? Mao de same afushe psulun loy leifush. I would think that we're not in the business to have an enlargement of the mamzer population, as Rashi says. What are we doing here? We're going through the whole mechikas Hashem to make sholem bias so that the mamzer and the mamzera stay together so they should have more mamzerim. I would have thought that the parsha of Saita is not made with such an intention of shalom bias between a mamzer and a mamzeris. Let them get divorced. Let them not have shalom bias. Let them not have more mamzerim. Kamash Malan, no, that since Lamaisa, a mamzer is mutter to marry a mamzeris. It's not usser. Memela, even though it may result in having more mamzerim in the world, we will go ahead with the Sota parsha and its boidiker. And if she's found innocent, it will lead to shalom bias between them. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Braisa. Eishes ger ve'eved meshucher. The Bach takes out the word violinist. We're not concentrating now on the word violinist that we discussed before. So the Braisa said that an eishes ger and an eved meshucher, there is a parsha of Saita. Freid Gemara pshita. Why not? Why should she not be Shosa? They're Yisraelim. No, Mao, the same I would have thought, that the parsha of Saita begins. Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'amart aleihem, ish ish kisiste, kisista ishtoi umola boy mal. So it says dabrel bnei Yisrael. So I would have thought dabrel bnei Yisrael v'loy geirim, that this excludes geirim. Kamash mula, no, that they are considered part of klal Yisrael legabidis halacha of soita. They are included in parsha soita. Ve'ema hachanami, maybe in fact, because it says bnei Yisrael. So maybe bnei Yisrael is memait geirim? No. Since it says dabrel bnei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem, v'amarta ribuyu, amarta is a ribui that to include even geirim who originally were not part of klal Yisrael. Continues the Gemara now to explain the next part of the Mishnah. We've discussed that long brisa. Now we're going back to the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Eishes Kohen Shaisa, the wife of a Kohen is part of Parsha Soit and she drinks. The Masoris Hashas tells us that the Marshal takes out the next words, which are repetitive. And the Gemara asks, Pshita, why should an Eishes Kohen not drink? Why should she be different than a Eishes Yisrael? Answers the Gemara, Mao, the same I would have thought. It says in the Parsha of Soita, Vehi loinis basa, that she was not grabbed, she was not forced, there was no oinis. And then, Asura, then, if she was not raped, she did it willingly. Asura, she is asur on her husband. Hon nisposa, but if she was grabbed, it was forced, she was raped, then muteris. She is mutter. But we know that there's a diuk from the word vehi loinisposa. Where is there a halacha that only berutzen but be'oinis is mutter? That's only by Eishes Yisrael, vehi. But an Eishes Kohen, we know, is usher even be'oinis on her husband. Vizu, this Eishes Kohen. Hoyo v'nisposa asura, since by her halacha is, that even if she's grabbed, she's forced, still she's usher on her husband. Asura, eima loitishta, I would have thought that maybe she's mufke from the whole parish of Soita, because the parish of Soita is going with a foundation that we're talking about a Yisraelis. A Kohanis, a Eishes Kohen, is Asura Boinis. So maybe there's no din of sight either. Kamash Malan, therefore the Mishnah had to teach us that Ein Echanami, there's an exception to the rule of Oinis, that Vehi is telling us that an Eishes Kohen is Asura on her husband, but that does not mean that she's Mufka from the whole Parsha of Soita. If a Kohen warns his wife not to go into hiding with someone, she is part of the Halach of Soita, and she drinks the water. Then the Mishnah continues, Umuteres Lebala, that she is Mutter to her husband after she drank the water and she was found to be Tahira, she's mutter to her husband. Freiding Gemara Pshita. If she's part of the din of Soita, like we just learned, so then if she's found Kshera, then of course she's mutter to her husband. Why do you have to add that? Amar Rav Huna said Rav Huna b'misnavna. It's speaking about where she was wasting away. And it means that for 1, 2, or 3 years, she slowly started deteriorating until at the end of the 3 years, she died the horrible death that her thigh fell down and her belly, belly extended. And what the Mishnah is teaching us, that during those 3 years that she was wasting away, she's mutter to her husband, the Kohen. Frank the Gemara, Miss Navna, if I see that she's wasting away, Habat Kuamaya, then the water worked, it checked her, and it found her to be guilty. Why is she living for another 3 years in this degenerate state of wasting away? Rashi brings down, as we learned before in the Gemara, because Schus Toila. She had some schus of limudat Torah. She was waiting for her husband to come home from the Beis Medrash. She brought her children to yeshiva. That schus could be toil up to 2-3 years. So therefore, why do you tell me she's muteris labala during these 3 years? She should be usher because we see that the water is saying that she's guilty. The Gemara answers, b'misnavna derech evorim. As Rashi explains, her stomach and her thigh, we don't see any problem there. Her head, other parts of her body are very painful to her, but not those areas which the Torah says is going to be hit by a woman, in the case of a woman who was not faithful to her husband. So, Mahu the same, I would have thought, that this Eishes Kayin also committed znus. Why didn't the water do what it usually does on the thigh and the stomach? Mishum deba'ayna zanoi. Because it was done to her, she was raped, and it was done by oinus. So in other words, the water test wants to show us that she's guilty, but she's not guilty of znus beratzen. But as far as an aishas koyin is concerned, as the Gemara continues, ulegabi koyin asira, I would have thought that when it's derech evorim, if the other limbs are wasting away and not the thigh and the stomach, it would be a proof that okay, she didn't do it beratzen, but she still did it boinus. That's why she's getting punished with a similar punishment, and therefore I would have thought that at least on her husband the koyin, she should be ushered to have relations with him during those 2 or 3 years. Kamashmulan therefore teaches us that if it's with the other limbs, she didn't do znus beratzen, and on oinus, the water, we have no test for oinus. We don't have a test. We have a suffix. I mean, suffix, we don't usher her on her baal, the kayin. So that's the chiddush, that even though we see certain symptoms, we don't attribute them, certainly not to ratzen, and we don't even know if it was done by oinus, and therefore there's no proof from the water. The water is only a test. Beratzen by Yisrael, by oinus, by a kohen, the water doesn't give us a test, even though we see other parts of her body are showing certain symptoms. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah. Mutera, she's mutter during those 2 or 3 years to her husband, the kohen. Continues the Gemara, explaining the Mishnah, Eishes Sorish Shaisa, the wife of a man who cannot have children, she drinks. Freid Gemara, Pshita, why should she not drink? The Gemara says, Mahu desema. I would have thought, Mi balade isheikh amrachmana, did you live? It says in the Torah, Va'atki sotis tachas isheikh, Vechinet meis. Vayitain ish boch eschoftoi, Mi balade isheikh. Another man slept with you besides your husband. And that's what the lashon of the pasuk v'hal lav barachi. Who this Saurus? He's not able to sleep with his wife. He's not able to have children. So I would have thought that the only din of saita is when she was together with someone else, and her husband is similar to that someone else. That she slept with him and not with her husband, but otherwise they're both able to have relations together. And here with her regular husband, he's a Saurus, so I would have thought that maybe she's excluded from Parsha Saita. Kamash Malon, therefore the Pasuk tells us that we need the Pasuk for something else. The Pasuk is not Mamaita Saurus, it teaches you that the Baal has to live first with his wife before the boil. Let's say the Baal himself never had relations with his wife, then there is no Parsha Saita. That's the pshat. You lived with this man, perhaps, besides your husband, but it means you already have had relations with your husband. But if you haven't had relations with your husband, then there is no bedik of the Maimamorim, of the Parsha Saita. So Rashi just speaks out that we must be speaking about over here by Sris Chama. Sris Chama means that he's a natural source, because there the Allah is, he's allowed to stay married to her. But Sris Adam, where a person surgically he became a Saurus, there the halacha is, because of the pasuk, lo yovei p'tsua daka b'kal Hashem, then it's asa l'kaima. And whenever it's asa l'kaima, we know what's the rule, that the loy shaysa, she doesn't drink. So if here it says, Eishes Saurus shaysa, it must be that he was a Sris Chama, natural one, and then the din is he's allowed to stay married to her, and therefore there is possible a parsha of Saita. Continues the Gemara, explaining the next part of the Mishnah. Ayidei kol harayos mekanan. He's allowed to tell her, I don't want you to go into hiding. With, let's say, your brother, your son, your father. That is a good kinui. afraid the Gemara Pshita. Why would I think it's not a good Kenny as we turn to Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis? Mao, the same I would have thought. Nitma, nitma, shnei pam. It says two times in the Pasuk the word nitma, and we've learned that from that, that Echel Abav, Echel Aboyol, that as a Saita, she is usher to her husband and to the person that she went into hiding with, to the boyol. So, hey, chodikah mitzvah, bohaznus. When is there a halacha? When is kinui effective on a man who will become prohibited to live with her, the boyol? If he has had relations with her while she was married to her husband, then even if her husband divorces her, or the husband dies, he will now become usher to her. Aval ha, but a brother or a father or a son, ho vasur v'kaima, there's an isser to of a rias with these men, besides the fact that she may have had relations with them. They're an erva, say a maloi, so I would say there's no din of parsha saita, and the kinui, there's no effect of kinui, kamash malon, therefore teaches us that we're not memayet, echel labav, echel laboil is not memayet, venitma is not coming to tell us that there is no din of kinui by one of the arayas like a son or a brother or a father, but rather it's coming to teach you the etzem din, that a boyel is usher on the woman. That's what the pasuk is teaching you. It's not coming to tell you that you cannot do kinui with the arayas. Then the Mishnah said there is no din of soita, chutz min hakatan. How do we know that? That if the boyel is a katan, ish am rachman of a loy katan. Because the pasuk says, v'shachav ish I saw, and it's memayit, a katan. And then the Mishnah continues, Ushe'en oyish, there is no kinui if it's not a man. Lemute mai, what is that memayit? Ilem lemute shachov. If you're going to tell me it's memayit someone who's impotent, which means that his male organ has wasted away, it is worn out and dry, if that's what you're going to tell me, it's memayit, v'omer Shmuel. Shmuel says, shachov mekanen al yonik. That by a shachov, if the husband warns, don't go with that guy, even though he's a shachov, it is an acceptable kinui. Because his bia is still considered a bia. The upoisel betruma. And also, he posels truma. If she is an ashes koyin, and she's eating truma, and then she has relations, as the pasuk says, or she's a bas koyin kisiya leish zor, and this includes an eved or a goy or a nosan and a mamzer. He betruma sakadoshim loy soichel. She's pasul for truma, and she's also pasul to marry a koyin. So the Mishnah says that, as Rashi explains, that if these four psulim, the Eved, the Akum, the Nosan, and the Mamzer, if they are Shachov, still, that will pasul her for Truma. And now the Gemara is going to analyze this. Mekanin al Yadai, what are you saying? That by a Shachov, it's possible to make Kinui, don't go into hiding with that person, even though he's a Shachov, for the Gemara, Pshita. Why not? And we're going to go here to the Machlokes Rishonim, the Rambam and the Miri, but let's learn the Pashut way, according to the Miri, that even though he's impotent, but he's able to have for a short time an erection, and therefore his bia would still be considered a bia. And if his bia is a bia, so then he's like any other person, that mekanin al yodai. What's the chiddush? Of course. So the Gemara answers, no. Mao, the same I would have thought. Vishachav ishay sashich vazera amrachmana. The Torah underlines that the relation she had with that man in hiding was one of sleeping with him, but there was zera. And this person, Lamaisa, is shachav, he's impotent, and there is no zera. Vaha, lav bar hachiyu, kamash malon, as we're going to learn at the end of the Amid, that this pasuk of shich vazera teaches us something else. But it's not coming to be memayit a shachov, and therefore a shachov, there is a din of kinui on the shachov. Upoisel betruma. He also passes truma. Frey the Gemara, pshita, this is pasha, that's sin, again, since his bia is considered a bia, so then she is having relations with an ishzar, an evid, an akum, nasan or a mamzer, so even if they are shachov, that he betrumas hakadoshim loisaychal, she does not eat truma, so what's the chiddush? The answer is, mao, the same I would have thought. Lo yichalel zari, Amrachman of the Torah says the word yichalel with two lamets. It could have says lo yachel zari, Amrachman, and it says yichalel. So I learn out that if she has relations with a czar, it assers the children and it assers her as well. She becomes psul lakuna. So I would have thought the isle zera lichlal. Someone who's able to have children, that is mechalal her from kohuna, and mechalal her from eating truma, but the less lezera, but someone who does not have children, loy lechalal, that he does not cause her to be usher from kohuna, or to eat truma, kamash malon, it teaches us that the word zera is not there to be mamay at someone who's impotent, a shachov, but rather the word zera is there to tell you that the zera is a cholol. That if the zera, if she had relations with one of these four people, that the children become chololim. That's what they have the word zera there. Not to be mamayet, someone who's impotent. So anyway, we're back to understanding the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, mi she'enoi ish, there's no din kinui. So it doesn't mamayet shachov, because shachov, we said, there is a din kinui. So Ella Lemuta Ovikhovim, maybe you want to say it's Mamad Ovikhovim, that maybe he's not considered an ish. The Pasuk by Soita speaks about an ish. He's not an ish Legabi the Parsha of Soita. That's also not true. V'amarav Amnona Ovikhovim Mekana Mal Yodai. You could be Mekana, don't go into hiding with that goy. And also he's considered an ishzor, that if she had relations with him, and she's a bas koyin, she would become posel from kohuna, and she would become posel as well from truma. Now there is in the Tosfos Shans here a machlokes, whether the be of an akum assers her on the ball. And l'chayra, from our Gemara, it would seem that it assers. Because if it doesn't asser on the ball, then there's no inyan of kinui. Kinui is only on someone who's going to make her usher on the ball. What would be the svar to say she doesn't usher on the ball? Because the Rachmana Afkare Lazare, we know it says, Zirma Susum Zirmosum. The Zera of a Goy is considered like the Zera of a Behema, and therefore it's not considered Zera to usher her on the husband. So, but from the Pashtus of our Gemara, it would seem that since the Gemara says, it would seem that the Gemara considers it, the B of an Akum is considered enough to usher on the husband, and therefore he can make kinui. Afraid the Gemara, Mekana Mal Yodai Pshita. Why shouldn't you be able to make kinui against the goy? Like, as we just spoke out, if his bia is considered a bia, then of course kinui should be good. Mao, the same in Nitma, Nitma Shtei Pomim. It says Nitma twice. Echel Abal v'Echel Aboil. Just like we had before in the Gemara by the Arias. So by a goy also, it says twice Nitma, so one is the Asur on the Baal, one the Boil. I would say, hey, chodekam start the bohaznus. When is the parsha of soita or kinui apply? That's when the boil becomes usher only because of this nus. He's not allowed to marry her if her husband subsequently dies or divorces. He's usher. Abel ha, but a goy, ha, vasur v'kaima. He's usher to marry her anyway. Not because of what of the znus that she did with him, Amoloi. So I would say maybe he's mufka from the whole parsha of Saita, and therefore the kinui is not a kinui. Kamash malon. Therefore, it teaches us that again, like we learned before, that venitma is to tell me that she becomes usher to the boil. I wouldn't know that halacha that she becomes usher to the boil. It's not coming to tell me that the din of kinui only applies to someone who's mutter, But someone who's already usher, there is no din of kinui against such a person. No, there's a din of kinui on Arias. There's a din of kinui even to a goy who you're not allowed to marry. There is a din of kinui. Why does it say venitva two times? Echad labal v'echad laboyel, to tell me the etzim din that she becomes usher laboyel, but not to be might a goy. Then it said that a beer with a goy poisel betrum, afraid the gemara pshita. We're going again that his bi is a bia, and he would be included in ubas koyin kisiel izor. He's an izor, so of course she should become posel latruma. Mao de sema, it says bas koyin kisiel izor amrachmana. Really, we're talking about not sia kedushin. We're talking about sia means bia. She lived with an Ishzor. But how did the Torah express that living? With the word Havaya. Havaya means Kedushin. So I would have thought, Devar Havaya in the Lav Bar Havaya Loi. I would have thought only, who can she not go into hiding with? Only such a person who has a connection with Havaya, with Kedushin. But a Goy or an Eved does not have Shaykh with Kedushin, and therefore she should not usher the from Truma. Bas Koyin Kisiel Yizor, she's possible from Truma if it's someone who's in the parsha of Kedushin. But a Goy is not. Rashi says, how do I know a Goy is ain't like Kedushin? Because it says, Isha Sheyinaf as Eshes Reyu. If somebody lives with the wife of his friend, this we say Prat La Eshes Nachri, except a Jewish woman who's married to a Goy. There is no din of Eishes Ish if he has relations with this woman. She's a Yisraeli, she's married to a Goy. So why is there no din of Eishes Ish? Because when she's married to the Goy, according to Jewish viewpoints, it's not a Havaya. It's not considered that she has Kedushin with that Goy. And therefore there's no din of Eishes Ish. And who had din by Eved? We find by Eliezer, by Hara Maria, it says, go there, Eliezer, stay im achamor. And we learn out, im means am hadoim lechamor. You, Eliezer, are an eved, and it's doim lechamor. So memela, there's no, just like by a behemoth, there's no kedushin with an eved. So I would have thought that a bas koyin, who's married to a goy, since there's no kedushin, therefore it should not pasul and truma. Kamashmul and the pasul. The chiddush is it pasuls. Why? Why talk if there's no kedushin? It says kisiya. Mir Rabbi Yechiel, because Rabbi Yechiel, Dom Rabbi Yechiel, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Menai in loy v'kachav ve'evet shubal kohanis v'alaviya v'abas Yisrael. How do I know that if a goy or an eved had relations with a kohanis or a leviya or a bas Yisrael, she pasul with that they pasuled them from truma, she nemar ubas koyin kisiyeh almanu grusha. That let's say you have a bas koyin, she was married to Yisraelis, but he died or he divorced her, and she didn't have any children from him. So it says that she goes back to v'shavel beis avia milechem avia toichal. She eats the truma from her father's house. So I say, you know who can eat the truma from the father's house? Mishiyesh le'almanus ugerishin ba. Only someone who it was possible to say she was married, but she became an almana. She was married, but she had gerishin. Yatsu ayvikam ve'eved. This excludes an ayvikam and an eved. That she ain't loy almanus ugerishin ba. That since there's no, there's no Havaya, so there's no almanus. She's not the Goy's alman. She was never married to the Goy. She's not the Eved's grusha. She was never married to the Eved. So memela, from that pasuk, I see that such a person that didn't have any almanus or gerushin cannot go back and eat truma. You have to be able to have almanus and gerushin from the previous Yisrael that you were married to. But if you were married to a Goy, where it's not possible because he had no Kedushin, you're not able to go back to your father's house and eat Truma. So from here we learn out that she is Pasul from Truma. So now getting back to our original question, the Mishnah said, Misha Einai Ish. There is no din kinui. It doesn't mean an impotent person, because there is kinui. It doesn't mean a goy, because there is kinui. Ve'elamutemai. So what is, back to square one, what is eino yish memayit? Where is there no kinui? If he says, don't go into seclusion with that behemah and have relations with that behemah, that is mufka from the parsha of Saita. There's no kinri there. The aims in this by behemah. By a behemah, a woman who has bestiality, she has relations with an animal. She's not considered a zoina, as we'll soon prove, and therefore she's not usher on her husband, and therefore there cannot be any parsha of Saita. It's only if she's in hiding with someone who will make her usher on her husband, and she's only usher if she's a zoina. If she's not considered as, if it's not znus, she doesn't become usher on her. Yes, there's a chiv misa. If she was warned with edim, she could be killed, but it doesn't make her usher on her husband. How does the Rabbanan know this? Did Ein Znus b'behemah? How do we know that? It says in the Torah, two Isurim. Loisavi esnan zoyna mechir kelev. Do not hire a zona. In other words, Rashi explains, don't bring a tlat to the base of Migdash, which was given to a zona to hire her. And also, don't bring a sheep to the base of Migdash that was exchanged instead of a dog. The Tanya, we learned. What about the reverse? Esnan Kelev, as Rashi explains, if he gave money, he gave a tlat to a zona, and he said, I want you to live with my dog, u'mechir zona, or he had a shifcha, was a zona, and he exchanged her for a tlat, and now he wants to bring that tlat to the Beis HaMikdash. There's no problem, no isser, as far as bringing it as a korban. Mutorin, they are mutar. How do I know Shanemar? Because the pasuk says, Loi savi esen zonim achir kev beis Hashem lekechel chol neder, ki soya vas Hashem lekechel gam shneyem. Only these two. Only esnan zoyna umechir kelev, but not esnan kelev umechir zoyna. Gam shneyem, the pasuk says, shneim v'loy arba. So Rashi explains, what do I see by a kelev? When I give a tlet to a zona to live with my kelev, what is that tlet called? Is that tlet called a esnan zona, or is the tlet called an esnan kelev? It's called an esnan kelev. Why don't you call it also an esnan zona? Terence says, because there's no znus by a behema. So therefore, you can't call it an esnan zona. If he gives a tlet to live with a zona, that's an esnan zona. But if he gives a tlet that she should live with my dog, that's not an esnan zona. So we see, ain's nus bebeimo, frey de gemara vela shichva zera lomeli. What is this question? We're going back that we said before that mekanin al yidei shachav. That an impotent person, you do kinui. We said there's a pasuk of a shichva zera, v'shachav ish oisah shichva zera, and this person has no shaychus to zera, he's impotent, and yet you say kinui helps, why are you not memayed it from the pasuk of shichva zera? Teretz is, I need it for something else. Frei the Gemara, what do you need it for? Shichva zera lamli meboiler. Look at the sanya. Shichva zera prat ledover acher. Except for that other thing, my dover acher. What do you mean by that? Amar Rav Sheish. And as we don't want to speak out from our mouth what it is, we call it a dover acher. What are you actually referring to? Prat lekishikina lo shalike darka. He told his wife, I don't want you to go in hiding with that man and have relations with him. An anal relationship. That's not an unnatural relationship. Shalai kadarka. That, there is no din of kinui on such a thing. On shalai kadarka. Amalei rava. Shalai kadarka. Mishkevei ishaksiv. It says, by the isser of homosexuality, it says in the pasuk vayikra yutches pasuk chav beis, vezocher leisishkav mishkevei isha, toyevahi. That a man should not have a relation with another man as you would have by a woman, the two ways, the natural way of having a relation with a woman and the unnatural way. So the man is not supposed to do that unnatural way, which is done by a woman, he should not do with the other man. So the Torah calls that unnatural way with the woman, mishkeveisha. It is considered living with the woman. Even though it's unnatural. So what's he asking? He's asking, why shouldn't kinui work? If it's called a mishkav, that means it asers her on him. If it asers her on him, then it's possible to be kinui. El Amar Rava, Rava said, it's not Mamayat Biyash like a Darka. Prop Lishakina Laderche Vorim. He told his wife, I don't want you to be with that man, and I don't want you to lie down Bekir of Basr. That's what Derche Vorim means, Rashi says. Even though you won't have any relations with him, but I don't want you even to touch flesh. Amar Le Abai, and that's not a good kinui, because that doesn't asser her on the husband. Amar Le Abaye, Pritzusa Baalmihi. That is a brazen thing to do. But Pritzusa Miyasa Rachmana. That does, if she did such a thing, she is certainly not an Isha Snua. She's not an Ashes Chayil. But, she's a Poritz. But she's not, if she did it, she's not going to become Asa to her husband. It's only if she has actual relations. So therefore, how could, therefore, what's the Havamina that the Kinui should be good? Of course it's not a kinui. Elam Rabaya, Prat Lishakino La Binashika. He told his wife, I don't want you to lie with him, and I don't want you to have a kiss means that I don't want that the male organ should kiss the female organ. It means without any penetration, but Nishika Bialma. So Kamash Milan, that is not considered a Bia, and since it's not a Bia, therefore it's not a Kinui, because it's not going to asser her on him, if all they did is Neshikas Aver. Frey de Gemara, Honichlaman Diamar, that's good. Hara Zuach Nasas Atara. That's good if I say that Hara is Hachnas Atara, is when the corona, the crown, the ridge from where the Aver tapers to a point, that is what is called Hara, and Hara is already partial penetration, and that's considered already a full Bia. So then it's good. Avol Neshika Velaiklumi. If all he did is the kiss, and he didn't do any kind of penetration at all, so Haina Dasikrolamute. So that's good for what the Torah is telling you. If he warns his wife, don't do a Neshika's Aver with that man, so that's not called a Kinri, because according to the Man D'Yomer that you need, Hachnasa Satara, Atara, so Neshika is nothing, and therefore it's not a good Kinri. So that makes sense. I would have thought it is something, Kamashma not. But El Man D'Yomer HaRozu Neshika. But according to the Man D'Yomer, that Hara is Neshika. And as Rashi says down, it brings down the third last line, but in Yevamos Nun Hamed Beis, it says that Hara that the Torah speaks about in the Torah is a Gemar Bia by all the Arayas, as it says, Vayikrachov as Makara Hara, or as She'erai Hara. And according to this Mandi Yomer, you don't need any Hachnasa penetration at all, but Neshika alone is enough. On the surface. So my ikul meimar, how could, according to that, Mandi Yomar, says Rashi, hey, chimatz lemeimar das kor lemuto, how like a gemar bi lechol dover, chutz mishif charufa. There's one halacha, according to this Mandi Yomar, he learned that from a pasuk, that shif charufa is different, that neshika is not considered like a bia. But every other arise in the Torah is considered like a bia. So if so, so then it is a good kinui, because it's going to aser him. The man who hides with her and does neshika is gonna be living with an ashes ish. So then it would be a bona fide kinui. Mayikalame, Mercy, now what can you tell me? Why is it not a good kinui? The Gemara answers, Loyal Mishakinu Ladechivar. I'm gonna go back to the Teretz before. He told her don't lie together next to him. Kirav Basar. Umau, the same I would have thought. Bikpeda the Baal Toya Rachmana. That the whole din, as it says in the Torah, it says, Vikina es ishtoi. He is zealous towards his wife. He says, I'm makbid. So I would have thought, since it's dependent on the kpeda, on the, on him, being, strict about this thing, on his objection, that's what I would have thought, ubala kakopit. And the Baal is telling his wife, I don't want you even to lie with him. Bikir of Basar. So maybe it is a good kinui. Kamash Milan, that the only kinui that's viable is one that will asser her on him, on the husband. And since Kir of Basar, it's pritzas, it's brazen, but it will not asser on the husband, even though he's makbid, it is not considered a viable kinui. That's what the pasuk of Zera is being mamayit according to the Maskana of the Gemara.